nobody else is going to get it except me and you.
And because
nobody else is going to nail it.
No.
They're going to be like, okay, wait, no, hey, ha-ha, I'm a guy on a show, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
What?
And we'll be like, psh,
you don't get
watch
it.
And learn.
Wait, but it's audio.
Yeah. Listen and watch.
And learn.
And animal. When it's animated later.
Oh, we're animated.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
What would you sound like if you didn't have a throat or like a voice box? March of the Elephants. So this is assuming that you didn't have a voice box, but you replaced it with an AM radio.
I'll wait for you to start recording.
Well, I have been recording.
You didn't give me the signal.
I never give you a signal. I never give you a signal.
I never learn English. Too good.
Too lazy to use all words.
So much. Yeah, so anyway, welcome to Stick Into Your Hole.
Welcome.
Yeah. We figured we'd just throw this together just because the site problems we were having.
Right.
So
we apologize.
This is just a few of our favorite bits. So
yeah.
We're just going to kind of introduce them a little bit and then just like you can check them out or whatever. Yeah. Or don't.
This should become...
Let's be honest.
This will probably be part of later in the year we're going to put together a greatest of compilation CD.
No, we're not. Don't lie to them. Oh, we're going to create a CD in so much as you can download them and burn them to a CD. We'll put you the directions on how to do that online.
I'm pulling everything off the site.
You're pulling the mic away.
Yeah, from the site.
From your mouth.
All right. I get it.
I screwed up. I get it.
I get it.
We're not professional, okay?
Jeez. I don't have a mic stand. I talk with my hands.
That's my thick nostril breathing when I'm disappointed.
All right. So anyway, let's get into introducing.
Come on,
these
seriously.
Clips. Come on.
All right. First, clip.
Break it up.
Is this your clip or my clip first?
This would be your clip.
Okay, good. This is the one I chose. This you might remember this one from it was an early episode, but
yeah.
It was one that I. One of the gems that I particularly enjoyed.
This is a good one. I remember this. This was really... I think this is when we started getting our feet, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't either.
I
heard a salesman say it once.
Getting our feet? Isn't it like getting your feet wet?
No.
Oh.
No, you've got the
Oh, getting our leg. Like getting our sea legs.
No, getting our feet.
On the ground?
Just it's like if you don't...
In the mail?
If you don't have feet, you don't move.
Oh.
So you start getting
that's
your
feet. Kind of like anti people that maybe some people don't have feet.
It's like
and they move around fine. Jinx.
All right, so we're
all right. So here's my first
stupid
one.
Clip or what?
What?
I mean the best clip ever.
All right, this one's mine. My first choice of the day. So here you go.
Seriously, you're going to make a call?
Yeah, but look at how it is. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, you stuck your cell phone in your headphones.
It's like a Bluetooth.
I don't. Like we're doing this right now. I guess. Who is it? Like, who are you talking to?
What?
Who is it?
No, it's not.
But I'm saying, okay, so I'll just keep going while you ignore me on this. But why did he get a leather jacket later in the show?
Well.
Wait, are you talking
to
me?
2, 5, 1, 4. Zero,
like, really,
nine.
Like, I have the story that I was telling you.
Right. I'm listening still. Okay, right. He didn't have a leather jacket.
But why didn't he have a leather jacket? And what exactly did Potsy letter in? Like, didn't he always wear that?
It's off.
Was he in the Glee Club? Potsy. Hold on. Didn't Potsy have an album?
Let me get my headphones back on. Okay. All right.
Did you hear any? What was I talking about?
I was listening the whole time.
Right.
Calm
okay.
yourself.
Well, tell me what
okay.
I said.
You were just talking about why you think Happy Days is a better show than Family Guy. And I was trying to agree, but I had to make a phone call in the middle of it.
You didn't have to make a phone call. You had to unsubscribe to text mail. Some text messages.
Right.
Couldn't have waited 20 minutes.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't understand why. I got 6 texts in a row. Why can't I just take care of it?
And I don't understand why Fonzie didn't have a leather jacket in the beginning.
Right, but I agree that is a good one of the main reasons Happy Days is better than Family Guy.
I guess. That wasn't really the point I was making. I was really talking about Happy Days versus American.
I was on the phone. I thought you said something about Family Guy. Oh, were you saying something about their dad being like a family man?
No.
No, you said that. You said family man.
I said, which came first, Happy Days or American Graffiti? That was what I said.
Oh.
But you were dialing.
I think I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, which is a Family Guy thing.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so which came first? I'm pretty sure that I have no idea.
And why was, you know, like you would have thought if Happy Days came first,
right,
then people going to see American Graffiti would have been like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. But it was so boring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think that, do you think that they like, that they did that show the way that they do shows now?
Which? American Graffiti?
Right.
That was a movie.
Oh.
It was George Lucas.
Yeah.
Made that movie. Did you ever see American Graffiti?
I don't know what we're talking about. I you know what I thought you were talking about?
What's that?
I thought you were talking about was it Poetic Justice?
Oh, with Tupac
and Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were talking about.
So you thought I was comparing
Well, that's why I was confused. Well, no, at first, I'll be honest, I did think you were comparing Family Guy and Happy Days. I was with you. I completely agree. Happy Days is better. Pretty much anything is.
Right.
But then when you were saying, when I thought you were talking about Poetic Justice, when you were talking about the movie,
right?
Then I was confused because I was like, of course Poetic Justice came out after Happy Days. Like, how could you even guess that?
I think what just happened was you heard bits and pieces of everything I said.
Because I was on the phone.
And you just created an episode of Family Guy in your head.
It's probably very similar to what happened. Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, good. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that mystery.
All right.
So,
that is a classic.
Right. I liked it. I enjoyed
it. That's
good. It was an early one. But, you know, it's still oldie but a goodie.
Right. That's stupid. You're dumb.
That's harsh, man.
I'm just saying.
That's stupid. You're dumb. Like, you didn't have to say them both, for sure.
Well, I said that is stupid as a thing you said. You are dumb saying it.
And also just because, even if you hadn't said it.
Well, no. Only for saying it.
Oh, okay.
Don't put yourself down.
Okay.
I'm saying if you want
to. Well, what do you got?
All right. Well, this one is going to knock you out of your socks. From your feet.
That you just recently got.
You just got.
In the last clip.
Right. This one is going to blow you away.
All right. Is this an early one or is this in the middle? Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Not too recent?
No.
Okay, good.
No, nothing's too recent.
Nice.
It's kind of garbage anymore.
Yeah.
The show, a little bit.
Right. I couldn't find any clips. I started going back. I'm like, all right, I'll start with episode 17.
Right.
Might as well.
Yeah.
With Max. There's a lot of good things Max said, but I'm like, I can't use a good clip Max says.
No.
Because that doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, it just happened, too.
And also, it's like, hey, let's do a greatest hit of Stick It to Your Ear Hole, and then we have something Matt said and something Max said.
And that's
it's like, that doesn't make any sense. Right. Something Jeremy said. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. You know?
Right.
You know, it's like somebody putting out like a band's greatest hits and there's two covers on it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like Korn.
Did you know they did that? No.
Yeah. They released their greatest hits and it had two covers. One of them was previously unreleased.
What?
So I'm like, how did your greatest hits album have any previously unreleased
And those songs were Moon River and Breakfast at Tiffany's. Wait, that's a band. No, that's a song.
No, yeah, that's a song.
Yeah, those were the songs.
It, what was the name of that band?
Wild Deep Blue, Blue something.
Deep Blue something. Yeah, what was it? Deep Blue...
Something.
Right. It was like Deep Blue Yonder. No.
Yeah, no, that sounds... No, no, it was Deep Blue...
Something.
Right. And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? Boom. That's my corn. My fresh red corn.
Go! Go! Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, that's good. All right, so anyway.
All right, so here's
this is one from the middle.
This is my clip that is better than yours.
Ah, it's not a competition.
All right.
Okay, is this all right? Can you hear me okay?
Wait, no.
Can you, wait,
no.
Can you, am I peeking?
It's not plugged in.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no. You are plugged in. I'm not
okay.
plugged in.
All right, okay. No, I think I was holding it too close to my face. Okay. Okay. All right.
Wait, what is that?
Yeah, that was loud. That was real loud. That was like a pop. Did you unplug something?
No.
Okay.
What?
Right. Well, just keep it normal.
Where's the XLR? Where's it supposed to go?
you got it. Okay, now it's good.
Turn down your gain. Your gain is way too high.
Okay.
Something I read about gain.
Okay.
It's too high.
Yeah, like the detergent.
No.
All right. Okay.
It's gonna set up.
All right. Okay. Okay. So, save the funny. That's what you should say.
Right. Yeah, I should have said that, but I didn't. Let's get this set up.
All right. I'm sorry.
Seriously, Parker.
Okay. All right. I think it's set up, though. I mean, I haven't heard any popping. I think we're good.
I can't hear you at all.
Right. Put your headphones on.
So, say something.
Okay. Hello. Hello. There. Right. Now you can hear me with the headphones that are on.
I guess. Now I'm going to take them off again. Now you say something again.
No.
Dude, I know how to do this stuff.
You're ridiculous. All right, you just start recording then.
I have been recording.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, welcome.
Act it up. It's too late now.
All right. Well,
let's just unplug it.
Welcome.
Let's set this up again.
So we know we can do it?
Yeah.
All right.
So we're just prepared.
All right. Wait. You're just taking it apart? Should I take this one apart? Should I take mine apart?
I don't care what you do. I'm learning how to do this.
You're learning how to do what? Take it apart? I don't know what you're doing. You didn't have to put it together. Why are you taking it apart now? Whoa. Ow.
What? I turned it off.
You can't hear it. I think I can still hear it.
All right. Okay.
Welcome to Stick It In Your Ear Hole.
Welcome.
I'm Parker Lindstrom.
I'm leaving. See what I mean? Am I right?
All right, I mean, I say, I'll give it to you. That one was better. I don't think I actually, when I went back to listen, I don't think I listened to that episode.
Yeah,
right. I kind of forgot about that. That is a gem.
It was a doozy.
The diamond in the rough.
Yeah. Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days.
But anyway, honestly, this next clip,
let's just do a little bit of trivia for the listeners.
All right.
Okay? Write in and an email.
Via the email.
Via or Facebook, wherever. Just contact us in some way, comments, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. What person did Parker explain time travel to? What person did Parker explain time travel to?
Ah, that's a good question because I do not know the answer. I don't think.
You don't? Come on. Think about it.
Well, I mean,
should I give him an A, B, C, D or no?
Yeah, because I don't.
Well, no, you know what? I'm just going to leave it out there. If they don't get it, then, you know, maybe I'll do a multiple choice later. This next clip.
We both picked together.
Right. We listened to the one episode together and we were like, this has got to go in. This is the greatest hit if there ever was one.
Right. This is when we learned how to hop.
With the feet that we just got. Yeah. No, but I think this is. Where I think you could kind of see that the podcast was not just becoming like us just like going off on tangents and like
because
some garbage. Like we actually started like talking about like some real topics.
Right.
And getting to some real issues. Like, you know, like now.
Yeah. Like some.
Look like how now we do.
Yeah, we were a little bit political back in these days. Right?
You know, no, I mean
back
like.
Back in the last. You know, because I mean all you people know what we're talking about. All our fans. All our. tens of fans.
There are tens of fans that have been listening since, I mean, since way back when we started in February.
Yeah. Oh, boy, how the show has evolved.
Yeah.
We were a single camera setup initially.
That's true.
And then,
now, I will say that we're not doing this because we don't have, like, show material. We're doing this as a, you know, just as a, we're sorry that the site was down.
Right.
We're sorry that, you know, some things went snafu'd.
Right. Is that a thing?
I think so. I think I've heard people say
it. Is that a TV show, I think?
Yeah. Is that the one where the guy lived in the basement of his ex-wife's house and he talked to a rabbit?
No, that's FUBAR.
That's FUBAR. That's FUBAR. Okay. All right. Well, this is the clip we chose together. All right. So my thing is I say that the Yankee Candle is better than the Body Shop.
No.
Even though the Body Shop makes candles.
But they're sensual.
Right. But like, yeah, but or wait, are you saying sensual or scentual? Because Yankee Candle, they coined sensual, like scent.
Right.
Sual.
No, I mean sensual.
Sensual.
Sensual. Like if I stay in there.
Right. Okay. Well, then I can understand that the Body Shop would be a better in just in terms of sensualness.
Right. But they're much hipper. Like they're much hipper. Like right. I go into Yankee Candle first of all.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Right. But it's still a great place. I mean, at least admit that it's a great place. You go in there. You're going in there for
a
reason.
No, I do go in there.
Okay. So,
but if I had a choice, because we don't have any Bath and Body Shops around here.
Well, not Bath and Body Works. I'm talking about the Body Shop.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
You thought I was talking about Bath and Body Works. Well, that's no contest. Of course Bath and Body Works is better than Yankee Candle.
Hands down, right?
Right. That's totally.
Wait, have I ever been to a Body Works?
The Body Shop.
The Body Shops. I haven't really.
I know. I know you were at one, I think.
I mean, last time we went looking for candles.
King of Prussia.
King of Prussia.
Okay. Remember
when... We went to three places.
Remember when I got you the mask you put in the microwave? It's scented.
Oh,
lavender.
Oh, that thing is great. Yeah, I do remember.
That's the Body Shop. Now you
see
what I'm
saying. Okay, because I remember going in there and pointing that out.
Right.
And
but as great as that place is...
Let me try to remember the candles here. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were back in the left corner.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I don't remember them, they must not have been that great.
Right.
But they did have cinnamon berry.
Right.
That Yankee Candle used to have, and they discontinued it.
Right. Well, Razamin, I think they called it. Razamin.
Right, but
Razamin,
it was,
Razaminimin.
You know, when
Razaminimum.
Razamin. Razamin.
Razamitazimum. Remember?
That right, Razamitazimum.
Razamitazimin. Min. Razamitazimin. I can't understand why they just continued that one.
I don't know.
That was like
See,
best
and that's what
time.
I'm saying. Like, I feel like they're not willing to take it to the limit.
Mm.
You know? Like, I feel like...
Limit!
I feel like Yankee Candle is like, they used to be this really awesome, like, hip, indie
they're
shop.
They're like, we're doing it. We're on the forefront. We're like pioneers in the candle industry.
They're like, before that, it was like, you had 3 cents.
Right.
Red, green, and white.
I know.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, bam, clean cotton in your face. Like, this is a flavor now.
Amazing.
This is a smell.
Like, I want to smell coffee all the time.
Right. Vanilla.
Right.
I never even thought that could be a smell.
Like Halloween, black pumpkin candles.
Amazing.
They smell so good.
Right. But I feel like they've waned in recent years.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that edge that they had in the beginning when they came into the industry and just knocked Martha Stewart on her ass.
No.
You know? And it was so much energy there.
Right. So then who's doing that now? Like, who's bringing it today? What do you think?
I mean, I guess maybe we're in a lull right now. We're just we've plateaued a little bit.
I think the problem is that candles became an everyone industry.
Yeah.
You know what
That's
I mean?
The thing. That's
like,
what
it's
it is.
Like, and we have candles.
It's
you know what I mean?
I mean,
like, I go to the rave and they have candles. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I go to the Disney store. They have candles. Why do they have candles at the Disney store?
No, yeah, I know. I mean, it used to be like, you know, you go to, before Yankee Candle.
Right.
You went to like one or two places. Like I remember Nichols, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Rickles, right.
No, Nichols.
Rickles.
No. Here it was a Nichols. It was called Nichols.
Oh, by me it was called Rickles.
Okay.
That's New Jersey.
Good. Okay. Well, do they have candles?
No. They were like a Home Depot.
And it's different than what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I feel like Home Depot has candles.
Yeah, you're right. They definitely are candles.
And it's like, that's ridiculous.
Walgreens. Turkey Hill.
Right.
Wawa.
Right. It's like, okay, so candles are now in everything industry, yeah. everyone industry. And I really don't think you can have another, like, breakout performance the way that we saw
right.
Yankee Candle. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but I guess what I'm saying is you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, history will show yeah. that Yankee Candle was the pioneer.
Yeah.
But then they just completely, you know, they just completely gave up.
Right. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I get a little emotional about it, but I mean, I don't understand why would they even start if they weren't going to finish, basically. That's the problem.
It's just like all these, you know, these top cat bigwigs, you know, mm-hmm. these guys, they just, you know, like they see something, they see a great thing happening.
Yep.
Like yeah, anywhere. Yeah. Like it's, you know, it's the American dream. They mm-hmm. see a great thing happening, people doing things
right.
as a community.
Yep.
People getting excited and then
about
they,
candles.
And they come in.
Right.
And they pull that, you know, they sell their goods. You know, they say we can make Yankee Candle. You know, we can make it better.
Right.
And you know, then you know, someone has to sell out. There's always your Judas in the situation.
Yep. Yep.
And then what do you got? Then what you got?
What we need is an In-N-Out Burger of candles.
Right.
Somebody that's willing to stick to their guns.
Right.
You know, we need a Five Guys of candles.
Right.
Like, that's what we need.
Yeah, no, you're
that's
right.
what the candle industry needs.
Right, burger smelling candles.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. They do not have enough burger smelling candles.
Yeah,
I love those for a barbecue. That would be a good.
That
idea.
Would be. That is a great idea.
All right, so
wait,
let's.
Why don't we do this?
No, that's it. Let's be honest. Let's leave the candle doing.
I
don't want candles to become an everyone industry.
No. You know, if it is, then, you know, we've lost.
Let's not dumb it
we've
down.
Lost Yankee Candle.
All right.
Why don't we give that to them? Just right. give it to them. You know, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's a good
it's
point.
Like, you know, it's like it hurts me inside because I was there from the beginning, you know?
All right. Yep.
But like, give that to the people. But someone needs to come up. Like, someone needs to step up and say, I'll be your punk rock candle maker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'll be your
Huckleberry. You know what I mean? Like, right. I'll do it. I'll be there on, I'll be there, like, you know, to comfort you. I'll build my world and dreams around you.
Right.
I'm so glad I found you. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to say that to you. All right. We're running out of time.
Right.
So, one, end it the same way we always do. What would be your candle?
Okay.
Dream candle. Okay?
Dream candle. Name or scent? Wait, because sometimes we do...
Right. Today, let's do scent today. Let's do
okay.
scent.
Okay.
You don't have to have a crazy name for it.
This
you is have
this
scent.
Is kind of bizarre.
All right.
But picture it.
Bear with you. I'm bearing with you.
Okay. And I don't know if you can even understand the reference.
Okay.
Sand. Tall grass and sand.
Mmm. I hear you.
You know?
I hear you. I love it. Dune. We could call it Dune.
Right.
Dune Rider.
Duneberry, maybe.
Duneberry.
Wait, that's a cartoon.
Dune. No, that's Dunesberry. So we're okay. I think we're safe.
Dunesberry.
Well, maybe we could option it with them. They could put one right. of their comic strips around it.
That would be it.
All right.
Okay. What?
We're getting excited.
Right.
Okay.
What do you got?
Mine? All right. I don't want you to jump to conclusions on this one.
Okay. I trust you generally.
Right, right. You do. You do generally. And for that I'm thankful. But here's what I got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leatherberry.
Okay, it's going to need a little explanation,
okay.
but I think I might be
okay.
feeling it.
You know, imagine, right?
Right.
You're sitting
mm-hmm.
on an all white leather couch.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
You know,
okay,
it's nice.
This is not the direction I thought, but I like
okay.
it.
Okay. You're breathing mm. on the couch. You smell that animal hide.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, that tanned yeah. animal hide.
Right.
It's getting in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All of a sudden, okay,
mm-hmm.
a strawberry.
Right.
Right. Somebody eats a strawberry over your head, right? It's dripping on your chest.
Right.
Oh, it just melts together, man. It just melts together.
Wait, okay. I haven't had this happen, but I think, I mean...
I'll be honest. I was visiting one of my Italian friends recently, and this is what went down.
I mean, I think I'd have to smell it. I like the idea. I like the concept.
Leather.
But I would have to actually experience it. Would it be something that would start out just solely leather, and then it would
it's a hint.
Fade into
it's a hint. It's an after
the,
smell.
The double. Mm-hmm. So it would almost be a double layered. But you can't have too much.
No, it's a blended all through.
Oh, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see it. The leather is overwhelming at first.
Okay.
Because there's actually bits of leather in the candle.
How would that smell if it burnt, though?
Right.
What if the wick was leather?
Yeah. It's a rough smell at first, but then that berries come
kind
in.
Kind of stings
smooth
them
it off. Smooth
stings
it off.
The senses.
Yep. Yeah, it's a little bit of eyes.
I like that. I like when something is offensive initially.
Right.
Like it smacks me in the face.
But then,
like because it's so offensive, it lets the good in, and then it's like this is way better than it was.
Right.
If I just smelled this.
Right. Absolutely. Right. So there we go.
I like it.
All right. So
one other idea. Why don't we do enough candlesticks that smell as strong as a potted jar candle?
I'm glad you said that. That will be our topic for next week.
Great.
We are out of time. This is Stick It In Your Wax Hole. I'm Parker Lindstrom.
And I'm Damien the Candleman Eby.
Hey, all right. We'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Just remember, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, right? The candlestick maker, he's the one that saved them all, okay? Take us out.
Good night.
Take some funky music, stick it right in your ear hole.
That's good.
Sweet. So anyway, that was it, and I want to take this opportunity after it's a lot of long hard hours going to the show, and I wouldn't be able to do it without a friend Parker over here. Oh, and I feel like all after all these years, so thank you. I want to sing the song to you. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories that you give me to remember.
All right. You're welcome.
You don't have anything prepared for me?
Okay, sorry. I'm just kidding.
I wrote that.
My pocket.
I wrote that song.
I hope you don't mind. I had to have it written down.
No, I memorized it. My thing, but
right.
I understand how you. It's in your wallet, so it's really a big piece of paper. Let's see that. And, it looks like it's a printout. Maybe a Wikipedia page.
No, it's not a printout. I made this page myself.
All right,
here we go. Damien, there are many things that I want to say that I find it hard to say. But on this, the day of our anniversary, there are a few things that I want to highlight. One, I enjoy your laugh. It keeps me young. Two, I enjoy your smile. It keeps me young. Three, I hope that we never part because I want this podcast to become what I think it can be, everything that I think it can be. And I think that you will be happy to know that I'm here for the long haul. And I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to get all sappy, but I just wanted to say
that. That was beautiful, man. You know, I laughed to keep from crying.
Okay. I know. It's a defense mechanism. Yeah. I know.
I didn't write. Yours was better than mine.
No.
You win. You win.
No, there's no winning.
This whole thing was a contest with you.
There's no winning.
That was beautiful.
Okay, good. Well, thank you.
Thank you to the fans.
The listeners.
Should we take them out on a song?
Yeah. All right. How about...
And I thought something. What? Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Let's take them out on our song.
Okay.
Okay. Take a little funky music. I don't know.
Stick it. In your ear hole.
Make you move when you want to groove. It'll make you smile when you walked a mile.
It'll make you bump when you got a thump. It'll make you listen when you wanna
hasten.
Take us some fucking music and stick it in your ear.
All right, good. Thank you.
Kind of petered out there.
Yeah.
It's good, though. Thank you, fans.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.